All animals are equipped with whichever smelling system is most suitable for their particular habitat. A dog's sense of smell is estimated to be 1 million times more efficient than humans. Using their noses, dogs can easily smell the faintest odor in the air, and so they're able to do things that humans and machines can't. They can sniff out traces of drugs, smuggled goods, criminals, missing persons, or even people in life-threatening situations due to natural disasters. The salmon is another animal for which the sense of smell is of truly vital importance. Baby salmon emerge from their eggs in rivers towards the end of the winter. After hatching, they spend a few years in these rivers and then migrate to the ocean. But there's much more to their travel than this, as salmon that reach their reproductive age make another amazing trip. At puberty, the salmon irresistibly return to the place where they themselves hatched from their eggs, their spawning grounds. But this time, they go there as parents to lay their own eggs. Now, the fish has no set of navigating tools to help them tell the way on this long, difficult voyage, but still they manage to find their home waters with ease. Moreover, whenever faced by a choice of river branches, they unerringly choose just the path that will take them back to where they were born. But how can they perform such an impressive feat? It's all because they are equipped with a superb sense of smell that helps them to find direction. In short, the salmon's sense of smell helps this fish much like an expert guide along its journey, which can stretch for thousands of kilometers. In the Quran, God also draws attention to the example of the mosquito. Female mosquitoes need blood in order to produce eggs, and the she-fly finds sources of this necessary blood by smelling the air. Female mosquitoes have such a strong sense of smell that they can easily detect human body chemicals from whole kilometers away. In the following verse of the Quran, God states that mosquitoes are evidence for creation, evidence which we should meditate upon. God is not ashamed to make an example of a mosquito or of an even smaller thing. As for those who believe, they know it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who disbelieve, they say, "What does God mean by this example? He misguides many by it and guides many by it, but he only misguides the deviators."